That's no different than a television. It's a screen.
Yeah.
It's you head down looking at a screen.
Oh, I've had my kids come and shut my computer and be like, Mom, enough.
Welcome to the Child Whisper podcast. I'm your host, Carol Tuttle, author of the best-selling parenting book, The Child Whisper. I'm with my co-host, Anne Tuttle Brown.
This week's question comes from a type 2 mom. I have a type 3 5-year-old who seems addicted to games. I think the excitement and the action of the games appeals to his type 3. I only let him play for about 45 minutes per day, but the rest of the day he's thinking about the game, talking about the game, telling me what he's going to do on the game tomorrow, begging to play more, throwing tantrums when I won't let him play more. It's getting ridiculous. I'm inclined to cut him off cold turkey and give him some time to detox and come up with other things he can do. I just don't know what to do with him. My type 4 husband also struggles with game addiction, so I really want to stop this early. I'm just at a loss.
She's pegged it as an addiction. So the first thought is it is a part of our day-to-day lifestyle now. Screens, tablets, smartphones, television monitors, computer screens. It's a part of our lifestyle. So it's not going away. And there's so many benefits to it. There's a lot of value we get out of it. And so, again, it's that balance. So today's show, we're going to teach you some tips on how to create balance with the screen time. And so maybe your frustration is really with your husband first. And now you're seeing signs of this in your child. So you may be out of fear wanting to try and stop something because of evidence it could turn into an extreme like your husband's practice with video games and such is. So think of what you're, are you being proactive or are you trying to prevent? So right away, switch from, I'm scared, I'm at a loss, I don't want this to happen, to, I'm going to create a balanced experience with my children's screen time. A proactive approach from a positive place. And because your fear will actually provoke your child in doing overs with it, that you're saying that, you know, you basically said, I feel like my child is doing overs based on the examples you gave. Do you respond to their conversations favorably? When they're talking about their game, do you try and change the subject? You don't want to hear it. You're fed up with your husband, but so now you don't want to hear it from your child. Or do you just have a fun conversation, a delightful conversation around, oh, you like that about the game. What do you like best about it? Do you support the conversation?
I imagine it probably goes in cycles. Like,
yeah,
you
but
try to be supportive,
see, I can
but
tell
if it's
this
every
parent's
day,
coming from a place of,
oh, yeah.
Oh no.
You can tell she's with this too.
Yeah, yeah, and not real eager to have their 5-year-old talking about video games. So when her point of view excessively. So what I'm suggesting is go with it a little bit more favorably rather than being so, she's opposed to
it. I had
it.
A friend that went to a video gaming conference in San Diego with her son for 2 days, and she was like, it's this thing, I don't get it, and I hate it. But she, you know, she honored, she was like, I'm going to go, and I'm going to explore with him. I'm going to see what he loves about it. He was loving it, as you
know,
can imagine,
the
12-year-old boy.
The most watched YouTube creator.
I've seen them. My nephews watch it.
Guess what?
Video games.
Yep.
And they watch him play video games.
Right.
And he
the
has a clever dialogue.
Most watched of any
that
YouTube
guy's got it
creator.
Made. He just plays video games. It's amazing.
Billions of views.
It's crazy.
So it's
a thing.
It's a thing.
Yes, it is part of our
and
world.
And you're probably going, dang it. I don't want that
you know
to
what?
Be my child's thing.
I think she's doing a good job. Only 45 minutes a day. Kids
yeah.
spend hours. So
maybe, well, I'm going to throw this out there. Maybe if it's a thing for him, maybe she could go to an hour.
Yeah. And maybe
what
someday,
if she got
yeah.
on board with it a little? Maybe it's not balanced for what it needs to be by it's not enough. And she's trying to keep reducing mm. it. She's opposed to it. See, what if the balance was an hour? What if it was okay? What would the child go?
Every couple of days.
I
want to
increase
yeah.
your screen time to
maybe,
an hour.
Maybe one day a week there was no limit.
Yeah.
See how far
so
I can go.
So I'm saying that
I don't
the
know,
balance.
Experiment. I think that's a great suggestion.
Yeah.
Experiment. Not just with cutting it down, with giving more.
And a little bit more and then all, with the understanding.
And you know what? And tell yourself, she's a type 2 parent, so she's probably like, is this what it's going to look like forever? Say, for a week, I'm just going to experiment. I'm going to see what it would look like if I give an hour and a half a day.
Okay, I'm gonna look like if I let him do whatever
just,
he wants.
Yeah,
oh,
just
no!
for a week. You know? Yeah, and if she's scary. Coming from this place of what's going to happen, she's going to go down that rabbit hole, type two thinking of like, he's going to play video games for 24 hours a day when he's,
you know,
he's never going to leave my house. All he's going to do is play video games when he's an adult.
Have no productive skills.
I think that's a good suggestion. Try upping it. See what happens. And just know, okay, I'm just going to for 1 week or 2 weeks and then come back to it and reassess.
Well, he's, you know, in her eyes, by his being excessive about all he wants to do, all he talks about, what if you did increase it and
burn
then there
out.
Was more balance and it, yeah, well, no, it's just like I'm satisfied.
Yeah.
I don't need to keep
and
bringing this up.
She doesn't have to hear about it all the time.
Yeah. And to say, you know, and the child's old enough to be able to say, I want to increase your screen time and your play time. And what I want from you is... Yeah, what I'd like to experience more from you is that we talk about other things too.
Hey, if this
I want
kid,
to create balance
you know,
with
maybe
this.
He can become a millionaire by doing YouTube videos
well,
down the road.
The odds on that one are slim.
Did you know though that there are video gaming conferences
yes.
where people are making money playing video games?
Yeah.
They're making more money than even NBA players and NFL players, and it's amazing. It's,
one of
I mean,
my
it's,
friends,
it's
son, went and competed at one. Yeah, it's a world. It's a world, folks. It's happening.
I don't have boys that age, so I'm kind of out of that world, but it really is. It's a big deal. And but you know what? I've got kids who like TV and movies and their iPads, and so this is something that constantly you're creating that balance, okay? Because it's easy to let them just go for it. It's a great
babysitter. Let's look at that.
It's a convenience, right?
Let's go to the other extreme. You know it's out of control. Mm-hmm. There's too much of it. And so here,
how do you know?
Well, you don't. I mean, I was on the...
You just know. Like
yeah, I think it's an...
Feeling guilty?
Again, is it from a proactive, what's healthy place versus I'm scared, I've got to prevent something. So from a proactive, very intuitive place of I'm really getting a sense this is out of balance. We need to bring more balance to this. That, again, is your intuition as a parent in operation. And you need to... create balance with this in your family. It's a go-to too often. Your children don't have enough time, or they're not choosing animated play or creative play or getting outdoors. You know, how many people play video games unless they're on a tablet of some kind outside? Mm-hmm. But you're usually not running around, you know. You're fixated on a screen. So compared to their other activities, then you'd know if it's too much. There's not enough just open play, outside play. Creative play.
They're teaching kids how at school how to use technology. And it's interesting. My daughter came home with a worksheet. It was on a paper, but it had a keyboard on it. And she was finding where the letters were on the keyboards.
Yeah.
And they were teaching her how to use a tablet. And so these are not going away. It's art.
No,
so the school system's going to teach them how to use them, and they'll be using them. And I believe it's my job as a parent to teach the balance and how to use them appropriately.
Some of your other big YouTube players are educational channels. Mm-hmm. You know, some of your cat the
oh, my daughter learned her ABCs on PBS Kids Super Why. One day she started rattling them.
And you've got the
glad you had the watching that.
You've got Khan Academy, who just on his own as a YouTube creator started producing videos because his child needed tutoring. He was picked up by Bill Gates's nonprofit to now fund it so it could be more accessible worldwide. So, again, it's the values, the benefits are huge. We all know that. It's just balance like anything. How do you strike a balance? So let's give you a few tips for balance. So first, notice how much you're on your own phone. That's no different than a television. It's a screen.
Yeah.
It's you head down looking at a screen.
Oh, I've had my kids come and shut my computer and be like, Mom, enough. My type 3 daughter. You can't be on your computer for 2 more weeks. Like, well, that's going to be a problem, but I can get off now. No, definitely. There have been times where like, I always have my phone by me in case a text comes in. Or I've put my own limits on when I get on social media. I'm home with my kids. With the days I don't work, I commit not to get on social media because it will be a distraction to me. And I don't want to be sitting there scrolling on my phone while my children are there. And I don't, because I don't think that's appropriate. And also, if my kid was doing that while someone else was there, I'd be like, get off your phone and be with the person. So am I showing that that's our standard?
key times also, saying goodbye to your children when they're off for school, picking them up, greeting them, those interactions where you're connecting again. Don't be interrupting and look, you know, you're talking to your child and a text comes in, you look at your phone during the conversation. Things like that are just small habits that you need to tweak because it's showing I have control over this, I have a say over it, and I'm in charge of it, it's not in charge of me. That's all modeling in your management of these devices. Second tip would be to have a family council and discuss, how are we doing? Do you kids feel it's too much? What are the benefits? What are some of the side effects by doing too much?
So that
they become aware of that. They're going, I have ability to say, you know, you want your child to be able to say, just like with healthy food choices, what's this doing to my body?
What do I feel is appropriate?
How do I feel about this time that I'm giving to this? Is it supportive to me overall?
Part of that conversation could be, what are other things we could do besides screen time? Because I find that's often just the easy reaction, go to your phone or turn on a show. What are some other things? And, you know, invite some creative thinking and have things set up for that. I've got Play-Doh really accessible where my kids can pull it out and play. And I'll, at the ages that they're out, I'll help prompt these different activities. But now it's kind of routine and they know these are the other options that we have when we want to sit down and do a show. Parenting practice for this week is to take an inventory of your child's screen time, have this family council, and then create the changes that you're inspired to make and stick with it.
That's a great follow-up after listening to this. And it's not a one-and-done thing. You might have to do it once a month because it is a part of our lifestyle now. And so to get your children involved in that conversation and assessing where we at, how we doing, what changes do we want to make so that they feel motivated because they're not just being told what to do, they're being a part of the decision. Creating family culture as you create balance with screen time. Thanks for listening. For more support, go to thechildwhisperer.com where you can purchase the book, subscribe to our weekly parenting practice email, and find a transcription and audio of the Child Whisperer podcast.
If you're listening on iTunes, thank you for leaving a review. If you have a parenting question, please send it to parenting@liveyourtruth.com.